Hello and welcome to the Celeste Stein Show. I'm your host, Dr. Celeste Stein, and I hope you will like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Our show covers self-help topics, entertainment, and news you can use. Today, we'll focus on self-help as we discuss how you can improve the condition of your largest organ, which is the skin. Today's guest is a board-certified family nurse practitioner. She also has a background in dermatology, cosmetic surgery, and she's owned a medical spa where she specialized in skin of color and provided anti-aging services. She is also the founder and creator of an all-natural skin body cream that is really making a difference in the lives of others. Today, we welcome nurse practitioner Camille Cook, the founder of Creamy Crack, the all-natural body cream, to the show. Thanks for being here, Camille.
Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone that I can't see. thank you for tuning in. Thank you, for Celeste, for having me and everything that goes into putting this on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to kind of jump right in here, Camille. As we start this journey, take a deep breath. I know you're, an expert as a nurse practitioner. I want the audience to know they're in good hands today. You're very, very skilled with many degrees in your area of expertise and know a lot about dermatology, dry skin, and those types of things that typically plague many people, especially African Americans. It's not every day that I meet someone like you who decides to add becoming an entrepreneur to their already hectic schedule. So what made you decide to add the creation of a skincare line to all the things you really already had on your plate?
Well, all I can say is that the universe and God just aligned it at the right time. It was for my family. Obviously, my son, Bryce, who suffers from eczema, and my husband, who spent over 10 years on kidney dialysis and received two kidney transplants. So my son's confidence, his skin confidence, was a little bit down when he was young. I created this in 2011 in my kitchen because I just couldn't stand by and watch the two love of my lives kind of suffer, if you will, from not being able to wear short sleeve shirts to wearing shorts because my son was a little bit embarrassed about the patches of eczema that he had on his skin that had darkened. And my husband, he got in on the game as I was making it. And so because of the fact that his skin was dry, flaky, and damaged due to those long years of being on kidney dialysis. So I wanted to create something that was a healthier option for both of them because of the fact that we all know that eczema or atopic dermatitis affects a large group of brown and black people, as well as anyone that has skin is definitely capable of having this condition. So 19.3, a little bit statistics of 19.3% of brown and black children suffer from atopic dermatitis or eczema compared to our counterparts that are white, it'd be 16.1% and Asian 7.8%. Therefore, that means about 1.7 to 2.1 times more of Black children and Brown children are affected by this chronic condition. So in order for me to feel like I was going to help resolve or solve an issue in my family, I created this all-natural body cream. I just got in the kitchen like the Migos song goes, God bless your soul, Offset. I got in the kitchen. My wrist was twisting in the kitchen like stir fry. And I just started creating combination of things that I knew that were a healthier option outside of steroids. Know that over long-term use, the steroids were going to continue being damaging to my son's skin. So like any mama would do, we try to protect our children, right? We try to help our children. And so that's what I did. I was like, okay, let me figure out if I put this together, let me research this and mix this up and see what this combination works together and see if I can get some some comfort, some relief, because when he was a baby, he constantly was crying. So I was, you know, he was scratching, he was in his hair, you know, I wasn't getting any sleep, he wasn't getting any sleep. And at that time, when I was a nurse, I was just like, gosh, you know what, I really hate having to get this prescription, get these steroids, what can I do?
Right. And I know you mentioned earlier the whole issue of self-esteem. How do you think that impacted your son? I mean, was he really uncomfortable around his counterparts at school and what have you with, you know, the skin condition of eczema that you mentioned?
I would say definitely he was insecure and he had the low self-confidence because of the fact he's like, yeah, I don't want to wear shorts, or I don't want to wear these short sleeves, because of his patches being, you know, in the crest, the bend of his elbow, or, you know, down on his legs and everything else. So I felt bad, you know, because of the fact that I was like, what can I do? What do I need to do? And in the healthcare industry, a majority of the time we lead with a pill, or we lead with a product that has pharmaceutical products involved in it. And that's what we do. But as a nurse practitioner, we like to treat with the whole mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And then we try to do healthier options. We look at the person's lifestyle, their environment. And we still have the mind of a physician or a doctor, but we have the heart of a nurse. And so that's where it came in, the love of me trying to resolve an issue for my son and for my husband. And then my husband was like, wait a minute, I'm seeing some changes in our son's, you know, skin. Let me get in on this. And so then he kept asking for it, although it was taking me 10 hours to make. I was like, okay, you know what, let me do this and see if I can get some changes in his skin as well. And which I did. Again, they kept asking for it and asking for it, which leads into the name, Creamy Crack.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How did you come up with the name? Simple question, just, you know, because I know it could have different connotations. So, explain that one.
Okay. So there are three different connotations that people can try to figure out the name Creamy Crack. It could either be pharmaceutical, street pharmaceutical, right? Or it could be sexual, or it could be dermatological, right? So there are three ways that people can say, wait a minute, okay, this name can be taken all three ways. However, we would like you to focus on the dermatological or the skin portion.
Yes, of course.
Right. But then again, we could say, you know what, it's a healthy addiction for your skin. So we want to put a spin on the name. We don't want it to be such the negative connotation that it has received in the past, and families that have been affected by the word crack. You know, my own family was, unfortunately, a part of that, those 80s of that word. But I wanted to make it a little bit more friendly that this product is creamy. It is healthy addiction for your skin. So yes, that is how the name came up, but that's because my family kept asking for it day in and day out when they would end up running out or what have you. And then my son's friends came over and they were asking for it. And then finally my husband was like, you know, babe, fast forward to it. He was like, you should really, you know, market this to more people than just us. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, you know what? Let me think about that. Let me pray on that. Because mm-hmm. I really wanted to make it perfect before I branched out to everybody else.
Right. Well, next thing I kind of want to talk about is the health and beauty industry. According to a statistic I found with McKinsey and Company, overall retail sales in the beauty industry declined by 15% in 2020. And I know a lot of women stop wearing makeup altogether due to having to wear those masks, those horrible masks during COVID-19, which also dries your skin out. Mm-hmm. Did you actually feel the impact of declining sales, you know, with your product, or did this impact you in any other way? You know, are we starting to kind of see a comeback now?
Well, I actually brought Creamy Crack to the market in, it was established in 2020, and I had my first sale in 2021, actually June 12th. So I was past the start of COVID and the mask, but I was still into it with the mask. But not ironically enough, but the product is good for acne and acne scarring. And so when people would break out from the mask or what have you, they were able to utilize or use my product to kind of decrease the outbreaks that they were having. And then that was my opportunity to educate people about, you know, washing your face when you get home at night, and then adding back that moisture that you need for something that's going to repair or nourish and heal the outbreak of whether it was some dermatitis, some contact dermatitis, which the mask coming in contact with the face, or when they scratch up underneath their mask with their fingers that they might not have sanitized or what have you. But yes, Creamy Crack can be used on your face, and it has helped some teenagers with their acne scarring and their acne.
Yeah, I was also curious. I think we've talked about other conditions it might help with besides eczema and the dermatitis, acne. What other things might it be good for?
So I was just blessed to be able to receive the approval from the dermatologist. So they went through their patient trials, and I was able to get it dermatology approved and oncology safe, and safe for all kids, for all ages, I should say. It is indicated to be used for eczema, rosacea, which is a rashy appearance on the face that people get if they eat if they drink alcohol or eat spicy foods. It's kind of like a sandpaper rash on their face. Psoriasis, so the plaque, silvery scales that are on people's elbows or legs or various parts of their body as well. For kidney dialysis, for those who are going through kidney dialysis, because all the moisture is taken out of their skin by the dialysis machine. And then also oncology or radiation treatments for those patients who are suffering from cancer and have to go through radiation treatments where the treatments burn their skin. So that's where that indication comes from as well. Surgical wounds as well. So it helps bring in the wound and approximate and build that granulation tissue and or tissue, and aids in cell repair. And then, of course, your dry skin. It also helps those who have gotten tattoos. It helps preserve the colors of tattoos. And then I had a customer.
A lot of people will like to hear that.
Right, exactly. So it preserves the colors, again, by nourishing and moisturizing. And it's all natural. It's the botanicals. And then I had a customer send me an email that said, hey, it helped my hemorrhoids. So that put a new spin to Creamy Crack.
We're going to have a lot of fun talking about this product, I tell you.
I'm like, yes, thank you for sharing that one. That's a good one. Yes. So that's the indications. And of course, like I said, acne and acne scarring. People have used it on their hair because of the jojoba oil in it.
Oh, wow.
On the lips, if you have dry, flaky lips. And then, of course, just your heels. If you have rough, dry heels, it can be used on that. And then you just put some socks on and just let the moisture sink in.
Well, your skin is certainly beautiful. I'm sure you use your own product, and that is certainly a testament to how it works. So that's a good thing. Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the reactions that you've gotten on people who've tried the product out. We'll be back right after this.
Sounds good.
A lot of things have come to a screeching halt due to COVID-19, but you should know that the court system in Tennessee is still open and holding in-person hearings for orders of protection and other types of abuse cases. If you have a hearing date, double-check on where your hearing will be held. If you need assistance on an order of protection or temporary restraining order, contact the Legal Aid Society at 1-800-238-1443 or visit our website at www.las.org.
And welcome back. I'm your host, Dr. Celeste Stein, with The Celeste Stein Show, and we're talking with registered nurse Camille Cook, and we're talking a little bit about her product, which is Creamy Crack, the all-natural body cream. And I wanted to just ask you, Camille, tell me a little bit about the types of reactions you're getting from, besides your son and your husband, you know, what are some of the comments or testimonials you may have gotten from other people who've tried the product?
Oh, wow. You know, I've just received an outpouring of love and kindness and a course, people, you know, make the name, you know, they do the stop, like, okay, Creamy Crack. I like that. I like that. And I have gotten some people have been like, you know, I was a little bit hesitant about the name. And it might have been a personal issue, which we understand and we work through, but then, it's come back around and they say, okay, now I get it. A healthy addiction for your skin. You know, I feel like, we can need to lighten up a little bit as a whole, as people, and we have a lot of serious stuff that's going on in the world. And if we could all just smile more, give love more, laugh more, and not take some things so serious, because the universe is going to make things happen one way or not.
Absolutely. Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly there. One thing I wanted to know, you mentioned cooking this up in your kitchen. Now, how did you actually come up with the idea of, you know, what in particular should go into this product? You know, what, how did you even come up with this?
I knew that, you know, In our community, we're always going to, we used to go to Vaseline, right? And then we would go to shea butter. And then we would go to coconut butter or olive oil or, vitamin E and jojoba. And I said, you know, these are all great, proven, natural, organic products. There should be a way that I would be able to combine these products, cook, if you will, melt down to see if I can get some, resolution, or just to the decrease in itching from my son and to lightening of his dark patches, which is called hyperpigmentation. If we could get to decrease his histamine receptors, which are your allergens that causes you to flare up. So I was researching those natural ingredients that I would be able to mix or combine together in order to try to get that relief that my son and my husband was looking for. So that's why they were, don't tell anybody, but they were the victims at first of of my mad scientist concoction, right? I'm glad it didn't turn green, or you know what, a couple of toes fell off or something, because boy, that would have been, you know, a whole lot of, yeah, we would have had to work through that one, right? So, yeah. Right. So that is really kind of what happened. I was just like, oh, you know what? Let me see if I take a scoop of this. You know, if you're a cook, or what we call a dump cook, which means you really don't measure anything. You just kind of throw things in there. Yeah. Fast forward to now, you know, discussing that with the manufacturer.
Right.
So I was like, let me
trial and error. Yeah. So I guess it did come with a lot of trial and error, you know, trying this, trying that. So how does this product actually differ from other products? What would you say kind of separates your product from others that are supposed to help dry skin? Because I will say for myself, you know, I have dry skin myself, and there are certain products I try, and it's like a joke. My husband will hand me, every time we get in the car, even though I've lotioned up and everything, he'll hand me some lotion the minute we sit in the car, you know, like, here you go. He has some on stash. So it just doesn't work. So how do you think your product, you know, actually differs from some of the others out there?
Well, one being that it was made by, you know, a mom, right? And the fact that it got the dermatologist approved and oncology safe designations, it aids in cell turnover. So our skin is our largest organ, like you started off the program with. So you are correct. Kiss your brain on that one, and knowing that answer. So I wanted something that was going to be able to nourish and moisturize and hydrate, but also repair and heal and do aid in that cell turnover. Because my days as a nurse, I worked what was called with the wound vac. So when people had serious wounds, we would use the subatmospheric pressure device that would be able to pull the skin together in order to start helping in that cell turnover or that granulation tissue to be able to heal. And that's what I really wanted to focus on by putting those ingredients together that was going to aid in that cell turnover so that we could heal and or repair the damaged skin. And I did not want it to have any steroids in it because I knew that topical steroids was going to continue breaking down the skin.
Right.
And yes. It was going to be long-term use because again, eczema is a chronic condition. So is, you know, psoriasis and rosacea. And, you know, God willing, the radiation treatments for some of those people, they will be able to move past that big C word or cancer word and be able to be, you know, healed from that. Kidney dialysis, again. So it was important for me to have, again, something that was going to aid in cell turnover, that was going to repair and heal their largest organ, that was going to increase their confidence by seeing it decrease the darkness or the hyperpigmentation that they have in their skin from scratching, or just from flaking or peeling off their skin, or the redness, from, you know, psoriasis. So those were my focus on trying to, bring this product to the market. That was my concern before I did bring it to the market, that I wanted it to do all these things. And the people that I did the focus group on before I actually brought it to market, and then also along with the dermatologist, had all of these conditions that I wanted to see if we could get some sort of healing, if you will, or decrease in their symptoms, or improvement in their symptoms, you know, with their surgical wounds, or with their radiation treatments. When you go to my website, you will see a very startling picture of a young lady who went through radiation treatments, and she was told what to use by her physicians because they didn't know anything about creamy crack. And so it wasn't healing her. And then when she started using my product, after 3.5 weeks, she was using it twice a day. Her skin looks, oh my God, amazing. And I'm so thankful for her. And I'm so thankful for my first customer who I gave some creamy crack to. She had a bilateral mastectomy. And when she went back to her doctor's office, they said, oh my God, your skin looks amazing. How did you heal from this? And she's in Atlanta. And she said, my girlfriend makes this product, Creamy Crack. And she was like, this is what, you know, what happened. And so I'm trying to, obviously going to be meeting with those surgeons, hopefully here this year, so that we can get it into their practice as well for those patients who have suffered from cancer and had to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it safe and natural for everyone of all ages to use?
Yes, it's suitable for all ages. Actually, another young lady customer that's on my website, she had a daughter who was not yet one that she put it on. And after a week, she had dramatic improvement on her daughter's knees. And she said, sis, I am so grateful. And I said, sis, I am so grateful for you trusting me and trusting my product to put it on your baby, because I did it for mine. But again, you know, mine was, let me try this. Let me see what I can do. You know what I mean? So now,
that's great. You know, able to use it and let people try it of all different ages there. That's great. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations of being a woman entrepreneur and kind of getting started with a product like this, all on your own. So we'll talk about that. We'll be back in a moment.
When it comes to relationships, there are some obvious signs you can use to spot someone who might be abusive. First, they have a tendency to want to rush into a relationship. They may also show signs of jealousy and mistrust, and you could find they expect you to be perfect and will try to cut you off from other important relationships. They could also be abusive towards animals and children. To learn more about the signs of dangerous individuals and how you can identify and avoid unhealthy relationships, contact the Legal Aid Society at 1-800-238-1443.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Celeste Stein Show. And today we are talking with Camille Cook, who is the founder of Creamy Crack, the all-natural body cream. And I also wanted to mention, before we talk a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations you faced, we do have a call-in number. If you have specific questions for Nurse Camille here, you can call 888-627-6008. You can call in live. That number again is 888-627-6008. And we do hope you call in. Don't be shy. She's here and I'm here to answer your questions. So I wanted to talk about, you know, some of the things that have been most difficult as you've been trying to get this product from your kitchen to market. Has it been what you anticipated when you started mixing?
Ooh, sis and listeners, y'all have no idea. I mean, between sleepless nights, you know, hair falling out, eyelashes, that's why I got put them on, falling out, you know, just my sanity, you know, just burning the midnight oil, literally and figuratively. You know, I'm still working as a full-time nurse practitioner managing, yes, a business, two businesses, and taking care of, you know, my husband, who unfortunately is back on dialysis as well right now, but he's so strong and positive, he's fine. We just got to keep his skin, you know, under control with Creamy Crack. But trying to, you know, to get funding, trying to get recognized, trying to get people to learn about your product and to try your product, to be able to market has been some challenges, but you know, experiences. You know, we all would like to be, go from put something out there and next day, boom, we wake up, or immediately we wake up and it's right there. You know, we all like, I want to, you know, be a millionaire or a multimillionaire. And we would all like to be like, okay, let me suffer one day. And then next day we wake up and we're all, you know, multimillionaires. Unfortunately, we have to go through the journey and or the process to get there, but you have to enjoy it. You know, that's why we start off that statement, enjoy the process while you're going through it. So it has been some challenges, but it's been enjoying challenges. You know, the experience is what has made it enjoyable. Me learning about manufacture, how do I even go about, you know, stop cooking it in my kitchen to getting it out to the marketplace? You know, where do I want to get it? Do I want to go into the stores? Do I want it to be, you know, just on Amazon or Shopify or just my website or, you know, all those things and marketing and, again, a lot of things coming out of your pocket, until you make it, understanding, you know, the formulation process and buying your formula, just like a artist, who, a singer or a rapper, you know, until they own the rights to their product, then it's someone else's. So learning all of those things, and the funding and using that money out of, you know, my own pocket and taking, you know, from my household, has been definitely, a roller coaster, but a good one, you know. It's been really good.
You know, as Kevin Hart says, everybody wants to be rich and famous, but nobody wants to do the work. And I'm just thankful you're doing the work and have the credentials to back up what you're doing, because a lot of times people will jump out and they're not really prepared for what is ahead. And I think though you may have trials and tribulations, certainly you have what it takes to make it. So I'm glad to see you out there and getting it moving forward here. So
slinging that Creamy Crack, slinging that Creamy Crack. You know, they're itching. My husband, my child, like, wait a minute, mama, you know, you got that stuff. I yeah. My son will call me and be like, mom, I'm almost out. I'm like, you didn't put in on this, man. And I'm like, Yeah, you did, because I wouldn't have made it unless it was for, you know, you. So, yes.
Right. Awesome. Well, so did you ever think you would become an entrepreneur one day? You have had another business, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I did have, a med spa. I owned a med spa. And unfortunately, you know, COVID took that away because...
And many others.
Yeah. Yes, involved. I was very... upfront, close, personal with people in their space. And, at the time, obviously doing injectables, anti-aging services, doing laser treatments, on those, men who suffer from, ingrown hairs or, pseudo folliculitis Barbie, or, you know, again, razor bumps, being involved, or heavily involved in their space, obviously took that away. So I knew that I had the entrepreneurial spirit and the bug. It was just how do I pivot, one, during COVID, and then two, you know, how do I go about bringing something to market that let people try, that I can see their results and kind of follow them over time and see what improvement they have gotten. Because that was my most important thing. You know, I wanted to know that it was going to help people, you know, under any conditions and circumstances. Now, it's not the miracle drug, but it does, you know, decrease their itching, and it does lighten their dark patches, and it does help give those moms who aren't have sleepless nights because of their child, it gives them a little bit more comfort.
Mm-hmm. And follow up, and you mentioned getting the product out to the masses. What are some of the challenges there that you're seeing in terms of actually trying to get it into, you know, larger venues so that, you know, you can get this to the people who need it?
Mm-hmm. One, I would say, you know, having a good marketing and advertising team on your side and working with you, which I didn't have. It was just me again. And I was not big on social media just because of my age group. I felt like it was bragging, but I wanted everyone to, you know, to try it. But the social media side point was, you know, hey, look where I'm at. Hey, look what I'm doing. Hey, but then I realized, you know what, how's anybody going to know about your product and get the relief that you want them to have and get them their improvement if you don't start putting it out there? And so again, you know, marketing and advertising has been one of those things that I'm trying to go through and to improve so that I can get more of a follower or customer base. Getting it finally getting out of the kitchen and finding a manufacturer that you can trust and love and know that, you know, if Oprah calls and says, hey girl, I need some of that creamy crack, I need to be able to have enough on hand to be able to be like, here sis, what you need, okay, I got you, all of that, you know. Or some of those some of the other notable celebrities that have come out and said that they have skin conditions, I would be able to say, hey, you know what, let me send you, you know, creamy crack. Can you try it? And then we get it out to the masses. So from there. So finding a manufacturer so I didn't have to cook it anymore has just happened, which I'm so thankful and blessed about, because I didn't want to be able to not make good or provide the jars that somebody might be requesting. And then trying to get it into the storefronts, you know, and on the Amazons and everything else so that I could reach the masses that way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and funding.
Right. I wanted to ask, when it comes to all of that, I think it's important to have good mentors. Have you had mentors and others who've helped along the way in developing your product?
I've had some very great customers and friends and family, you know, family and friends, you know, first that have been able to help me with it. I'll say, hey, what do you think about this? I might send a text to my girlfriends who are in Atlanta, because I wanted to step away from being biased from the product and the name and get some outside opinions from my mentors, or saying, hey, let's change this. Or let's think about this. So I've had to take myself out of the situation and put myself into it as a consumer, and then also where I would receive the opinions or the comments or the suggestions, who I received it from, and then ultimately, you know, made the decision, prayed on it, and then went with whatever I decided was I felt was going to be best. So yeah, mentors were good. Mentors are definitely helpful.
And what do you think has been your greatest reward thus far in coming up with the product?
Knowing that my son and my husband's skin has done a definite transformation and they've gotten healed, and knowing that my son was like, "Mom, I can't use anything else on my skin." He was like, "We've gone through all of the name brand lotions and creams," and he was like, "I'm not just saying that, but how does it feel to know that you healed me?" And I kind of sat there one day and I was like, what do you mean? And I wasn't thinking about it like from that standpoint. I was just happy that he decreased in his itching and that his dark patches gotten lighter and that his skin, you know, he gets stopped now and asks people, you know, they ask him, "Are you a model?" You know, so that makes me feel really good. You know, my husband, knowing that when he goes to dialysis, he's not upset or shy because of the fact that his skin was really flaky and dry and had like a white cast on it from the crystals, the uric acid coming out on his skin and decreasing his itching and making sure that he's glowing now. So that has been really my biggest reward. And then obviously the ones that have come from other people, the customers, that just warms my heart just to know that I've been able to help somebody, you know, because that's all I want to do. I want to be able to serve others with humility. So yeah, that's my definitely biggest reward, I would say.
Yeah, that's a wonderful, you know, that you're able to have come up with something that actually has benefited not only your own family, but, you know, others. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about just the whole notion of breaking into the beauty industry with this products. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Domestic violence between intimate partners is expected to rise by 20% during and coming out of the quarantine shutdown. There are steps you can take to protect yourself. Don't wait for an abuser to hurt you. Call the police if you feel threatened. If your abuser begins to stalk you, it might be time for an order of protection. Once you get it, carry it with you and show it to police if you must call them. For more information, call the Legal Aid Society at 1-800-238-1443.
And thanks so much for listening to the Celeste Stein Show. We're back in, we're live with Camille Cook, who is talking about her new product, Creamy Crack, which will hopefully be on many, many store shelves in the very near future. As we get into this next brief segment here, I want to remind you that if you have a question for Camille, towards the end of the program, we'll hopefully be able to take a few questions. The 800 number is 888-627-6008. Again, you can call toll free 888-627-6008. Now, thanks again so much, Camille, for joining me today. I wanted to get into a few statistics as we start back here. I know skincare occupies nearly 40% of the overall beauty market and accounts for nearly 60% of market growth worldwide in terms of cosmetics. The skincare market is expected to grow at a rate of 6% over the next several years. So what do you think this means in the way of opportunity for you?
I think that it's going to make definite an impact in those statistics because I think more people are moving towards a more natural or holistic approach to treating some of their conditions and or their healthier lifestyle. You know, we see people get on these diets, or we're doing more healthier alternatives, if you will, to improvement in their body, their minds, and their skin, you know? And so I feel that becoming, making my footprint in the all natural space, is great. It's going to be really rewarding. But most importantly, I would just like to be able to touch everyone's skin, that, because everybody has a dry day, you know, everybody, whether it's, you know, you live in humid Florida, the days that you're using water, you know, hot water showers, or because of the salt, your skin might be a little bit dry and damaged, but being able to replace that moisture or help that skin to nourish and to heal and to protect is definitely something that I am blessed to be able to give them Creamy Crack. So yeah, breaking into that space is definitely going to take some more, you know, hard work, but that's just because I'm the newcomer, you know, on the block. But I definitely want to help those along the way that are interested in getting into the health and beauty market or being a manufacturer. So I would like to give back to those small businesses who are interested in coming into the natural space or the all natural cream or products or what have you, organic products. I would like to be able to be of help and of service to those new businesses as well. But
now, I've read that companies like Sephora and Ulta Beauty are definitely trying to increase the number of diverse business enterprises that are entering the beauty space, especially in the skincare area. So, you know, I know your product, you know, you kind of started toying around with this idea in 2011. But since that time, do you believe that the skincare industry has actually embraced supplier diversity? What are some of the things that you've seen occurring in those different marketplaces over the last couple of years? I'm sure we're all hopeful, but what has it actually been like?
They're getting better. I think the more we have conversations and the more we talk and the more they understand that skin of color, not just black, we have brown, we have red, we have yellow, you know, we have white, we have everything. Everyone has skin, right? And but from the diverse standpoint, we want them to know that, hey, because we make up that 19.3% percentage of our children suffering from atopic dermatitis or eczema, I think that they're starting to listen more, you know, and say, hey, we have to make a move. It's only right. It's only fair to be able to be inclusive, to help get some of these products on the shelf so that people have options other than just the options that we've had in the past. It's just called progression and being progressive and listening and seeing the movement and the change and understanding that, you know, hey, if we listen and tap into this market, then it's a win-win for both parties. The consumer can go and get a product, and then the retailer or the whatever it is, the store makes a profit from them coming in.
Right. So definitely sounds like it's a win-win. And those numbers, you know, would increase by, you know, opening up market share to a whole nother group of people. So absolutely. I think that's a really good point. There obviously are also a lot of steps, you know, that one has to take to get the product out to consumers. Walk us through the process of what the learning curve has been like for you on this, and how much you found out, you know, what you thought you knew you maybe didn't know along this journey.
It's definitely persistence and resilience and knowing that you're doing it for the greater good of people, right? Because there are times that I could have quit, but I was like, you know what? No, my husband and my son have reaped the rewards, and I want more people's husbands and sons and daughters and wives and everybody to be able to receive this goodness, right? This healthy goodness. Yes. Going through learning how to go from my kitchen to a manufacturing line to have someone market. I've learned a lot just from the verbiage, you know, from white labeling the product, which means there's already a product out there and someone just puts their name on it, right? Because there are some, let's say just even celebrity or people that have money, aren't going to get in the kitchen and start trying to concoct, whether it's, you know, perfume, nail polish, or hair products or what have you. And I think that that's where I kind of shine because my background being in dermatology and cosmetic surgery and seeing wounds and seeing how my product has healed people who have had surgical wounds from their spine or they had back surgery or just cancer. Learning that lingo, learning how to get it manufactured, find the manufacturer, saying, hey, this is what I want. Turning over my formulation to someone and trusting that they don't use it and go out and make it on their own. But I can't deal with it if they do, but they don't have the backstory. Meeting with people who have been inspirational mentors in my life, you know, Canvey, Sherelle Sampson, who has that product, Canvey, she's been a gem to be able to help me find that. Finding university or suppliers, diversity suppliers, getting contracts or how to go about getting certifications as a woman, Black owned business. All of those things has been definitely a learning curve. But again, I just continue to learn and to grow and to smile. And that's just what has made me know that, you know, this is successful. Whether it's become a billion-dollar company or knowing that I've just affected the people that I've already gotten as customers, I'm happy either way.
Well, in the last 12 plus years, you've obviously gone through a lot to get where you are. What would you attribute your greatest success to thus far?
Really being open to learning and listening. I'm always a student. Always a student of the game, always learning. And I think really persistence, my daily meditations and talks with my creator, God, saying, okay, now what do you want me to do? And being still and listening and knowing again that, you know, my daily mantra is, you know, creating a more joyful and peaceful world. And I'm leading with confidence and I'm serving others with humility. But knowing that my thoughts turn into things and that I trust and believe that everything is happening for a reason and it's all good, no matter how you look at it, you know? To answer your question, that is basically has been my go-to, just my resilience, my faith and my resilience and always being willing to learn something from someone.
I think I'm so glad that you said that because I think a lot of times younger folks kind of want it now, sort of the me generation, and they want things instant gratification, you know, because obviously I didn't grow up in the era where you just, you know, press the button on the internet and boom, there it was. You know, yeah. We had to actually go to the library and look things up and really do the work to get there. And so I understand why it happens, but you know, sometimes going through what we go through, you know, you pick up so many nuggets of wisdom as you're going through that process. And as a result, when you get where you are, you're just so much stronger because you know things that you would not have in any way picked up along the way if you had just gotten it easy. So hats off to you for of that and what you've gone through. Now, I also wanted to ask you about, you know, other women of color in particular and just people who might want to break into the skincare industry in terms of taking their ideas and turning them into reality. What would you say to them about taking those ideas that they have and actually turning those dreams into reality?
Just be like Nike. Just do it, because you'll never know your full potential until you try. And finding a mentor, you know, putting it out there, you know, because people aren't going to know if you don't share. And I know that you're going to say, oh my gosh, somebody's going to take my idea. But again, they're not going to have that backstory and the why you're starting that product. And they're not going to have the wherewithal or the, they might have similarities, because I've had people say, oh my gosh, you know, I always thought I would want to start a product or do something like you because my child suffered from eczema or they have, you know, psoriasis or what have you. And I'd say, you know what? Last time I looked, again, Everybody has skin. Everybody. So, you know, if I can help you in any way, giving back is what is where you grow as a person. You know what I mean? Being selfish helps as well. You know, like when you're on a plane, they say, you know, the oxygen mask is going to drop down. Give yourself oxygen first and then give it to the next person. So I do believe that you do have to have some selfishness. However, you also have to be willing to give back, just like we talk about tithing in the churches or what have you. You have to give back in order for you to receive your blessings and grow in as well. So I would say that if someone wants to start a product, just do it. Do your research, your homework, figure out what products, colors, what do you think you're going to do? YouTube University, as people say, you know, you can go to that. You can find someone in the space when you go into your Sephora's or your Ulta's or what have you. Look, getting with organizations like the Boss Network. I'm involved that with young ladies who are entrepreneurs and who are trying to get their products out there and noticed and recognized. So involving yourself in communities. I'm with the Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce, you know, helping that just immerse yourself in functions, programs, and start with farmers markets or expos with that. And then, of course, if you want to take it a next step, then you, if you want it to be dermatologist approved or you want it to be able to go through dentists or you know, products like Mio Organics, you know, she was a registered nurse too. Mio has grown, dramatically, and hers came with trial and error, learning, talking to people and things like that as well. So we've all had to start somewhere. We've all been the first person on the block when it comes to us, you know?
Absolutely. Great point. You know, great points you've made overall. Now, I know we have a few minutes left here. We have about 4 minutes before we end today. I just checked my messages and someone wanted to know where they can order the product right now.
So you can follow me on social media at Creamy Crack Body Cream. If you go on TikTok, it's Creamy Crack dot body cream. But you can order it off my website at www. We all know that, right? creamycrackbodycream.com. I will say that it will be on Amazon soon. So you'll be able to go to Amazon as well soon. So check back. But if you're going to creamycrackbodycream.com, go ahead and just search around the area. Right now, I only have the fragrance free out there, even though I have other fragrances coming down the pipeline. And some people were able to get the lavender scent and the cotton blossom scent before we actually got with the manufacturer. But right now, we're just going to be doing the fragrance free for those who suffer from the conditions that I mentioned. But then continue to check back because those fragrances that I just kind of mentioned and some others will be up on the website soon. So creamycrackbodycream.com and on the same name on all social media platforms. So I just look forward to you guys sharing in my journey. And I would like to just say that when you guys see this logo, these are my personalized initials flipped backwards. So these are the double C's. So whenever you see that, then you know that you're in the right space. With Creamy Crack Body Cream.
One thing you also, we have just a few more minutes, about one or two, but anyway, so we'll try to keep this brief, but where are some places you'd like to see your product?
I would like to see my product on everybody's skin.
Love it.
Yeah, right. That's what I want to see. If I see somebody walking by, I'm like, yeah, they got some Creamy Crack on. Okay, yep, I love you. Thank you for the support. Yes, and keep it, yeah. But, and I would love to be able to meet every consumer. I would love to be able to engage with every consumer of my product just because that's the person that I am. You know, I'm going to treat you like I've known you forever. And obviously thanking you along the way for supporting me and trusting my product to put it on your loved one or yourself. Yes, I would like to see my product again. It will be on Amazon here soon, but in the bigger stores as well, the Sephora's and the Ulta's and the Targets, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and also Sprouts. So that's where we're kind of looking at right now. It will hopefully be with some of the larger hospitals, cancer centers, and airports. So we're just
getting started. I have no doubt we'll see you there. Well, I really appreciate your joining me today, Camille. This has been a wonderful wealth of wisdom. I wish you all the luck in prosperity in your business. And we will check back in with you down the road and see how you're doing. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Thanks for joining us and learning more about how to take care of the skin you're in. I'm your host, Dr. Celeste Stein, and I hope you will visit my YouTube channel and like, share, and subscribe. You can also watch a repeat of this program and other previous shows there on YouTube. Thanks to today's special guest, registered nurse Camille Cook, for sharing about her new all-natural body cream, Creamy Crack, the healthy addiction for your skin. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.